Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, May 27, 2009. One fighter killed in Gaza and the Israeli military kidnaps 11 civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Islamic Resistance Movement, Hamas, reported on Wednesday morning that one of its fighters died in a mission in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. On its website, the armed wing of Hamas, the Al-Qassam Brigades, stated that 25-year-old Muhammad Al-Madhoun from the Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip died during a special mission. The brigades provided no further details on his death. In related news, Dr. Muawiyah Hassanein, head of the emergency unit at the Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza, stated that the body of one resident was moved to a hospital in the Gaza Strip after a tunnel collapsed on him. Dr. Hassanein added another resident was also injured in the incident. Elsewhere, the Israeli military announced that it had seized 11 Palestinians during nightly and dawn invasions in different parts of the West Bank on Wednesday. A Palestinian worker was arrested on Wednesday by the Israeli police at the entrance to the settlement of Ma'ale Adumim near the city of Jerusalem. Police reported that the worker was trying to attack security guards at the gate with a knife. In related news, the Israeli army demolished two illegal settlement outposts on Wednesday. The outposts were installed by extremist far-right Jewish settlers and members of Yeshiva School from Kiryat Arba, an illegal settlement near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Israeli sources reported Wednesday that Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had decided to evacuate the outposts in an attempt to avoid pressure by the U.S. administration. But the eviction of the outposts angered several extreme right-wing members of the Israeli parliament and other officials. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.